Good morning, everyone. The Lord is risen. You're well educated. Excellent. Welcome this morning, especially welcome if you're a guest here today. Glad you've joined us. Wonderful. I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 28. After the day of worship, as the sun rose on Sunday morning, Mary from Magdala and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. And suddenly there was a powerful earthquake. An angel of the Lord had come down from heaven, rolled the stone away, and was sitting on it. He was as bright as lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so deathly afraid of him that they shook. The angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has been brought back to life, as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying. And then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has been brought back to life. He's going ahead of them into Galilee, and there they will see him. Take note that I have told you." And they hurried away from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly Jesus met them and greeted them. And they went up to him, bowed down to worship him, and took hold of his feet. And then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my followers to go to Galilee, and they will there see me." There's about four burly, large, well-trained Roman soldiers guarding that grave. And it took a little bit to make them afraid. So be very afraid of Resurrection Sunday morning in the right sense of the word. I like what it says, "Don't be afraid," when Jesus was telling them. They were afraid, but at the same time full of joy. And there's a sense in which that might be our experience as well. So Resurrection Sunday morning is celebrated all over the world. What a wonderful day this is. A day that has changed history. And today in our service, we're going to be hearing a little bit about what happens because of the resurrection. And that is that mission is taking place all over the planet. So it's an encouraging day. Would you join me as we pray? God, we thank you for this day in history that we remember. But Lord, it's more than that. It's a living reality. And I pray this morning that as we gather together in this place, we will experience something of that living reality again. Lord, that by your Holy Spirit's presence, you would reveal yourself to us in a way that is meaningful and significant to us. And so we thank you, Lord, that as we gather, we give praise to you, the living God. Amen. Amen. I just want to remind you of one or two things going on. Next Sunday, we're going to start sort of a different kind of tradition, maybe. We're actually going to do something very, very radical for this church. Are you ready for this? We're going to recommend that you actually have your toast earlier and come here at about, next Sunday, it won't be here. You come to church 30 minutes before you usually do. And we gather together to pray. And I'd like to see this happen, but instead of the prayer meeting being out there, it would be in here. Wouldn't that be a fun thing? There's an old-fashioned saying that the church is only as strong as its prayer meetings. We have wonderful prayer meetings here, but it could be better. So we're coming together a little bit earlier, and we trust that you might feel that you'd like to join us. It's open to everyone. You don't need a special ticket, you don't need a sign or anything, you're welcome. Okay, so that's 9:30 from next Sunday on. This evening, 7 o'clock at Camp Columba, it's the evening service. If you're able to go along and support the crew there and the campers and have some fun and experience a wild service, that'll be a good place to go tonight, 7 o'clock. Okay. Let's take opportunity now to give our offerings to the Lord's work, shall we? Thank you.
Oh, thank you to our helpers. Thank you, Cynthia, for joining us. Let's pray together. God, we thank you today that you are a giver and that you gave your only Son that we might experience this life that we talk about and sing about and shout about. So, God, thank you that you are a giver. And we want to give back to you, to honor you with that which we work for the hands in our minds. And we do so today in Jesus' name. Amen. Always wanting to give away assistance to dentists and various things like that. Anybody had a birthday this past week? No? Anybody going to have a birthday this next week?
I know.
I've got them in the sights. Because it's special, because you're not going to be here next week, Stu, that I know of, Stuart's going to be, nearly 50 years old. We'll introduce you to Stu in a minute.
Whoa, thank you. Ooh, it's one of the best ones.
Oh, chocolate.
Can I have a balloon?
Yes.
That's always the very first choice, isn't it?
Anyone else having a birthday?
Ross over here.
Ross, I think. Experiencing a thin place, the order, center of the universe. Very good. We use this opportunity to share together as a family if there's anything to be saying thank you to God about, anything to brag about, anything to be shot or caught, or the things that. We're in a rural community.
Okay. Oh, well, I was at Camp Columbia yesterday and had a few topics. Ran a workshop on anxiety and a workshop on depression. I'm not sure I got those ones, but that's interesting. And just the atmosphere there was pretty amazing. And just the responsiveness of the young people, it was just quite incredible. And in the workshops that I ran, the spiritual maturity was just phenomenal. Absolutely incredible.
Excellent.
So, it was a really good time for me as well. The depression one felt pretty depressing at the time. We sort of made our way through it. The sad part was that obviously a lot of you have really already experienced it. So just be aware, you know, up on that people, because life on them is a lot more dramatic than a lot of us have ever experienced. But for most of them, it's obviously what we've got to place in energy is just really that the most vulnerable person to think of when we've got depression. So that's great.
Look, I think I'll mess with the liturgy. I'll have to do that. And normally afterwards we have time intercession prayer. Let's have to do that now. Mm-hmm. And particularly focus in on praying for the camp and what goes on there. And rather than go to groups this morning, we'll just feel brave enough to speak out and ask God about this. Okay with that?
Yeah.
And anything else that comes to your mind? Take a few minutes, and I'll just conclude. Okay. Wonderful.
I thought there's been such a rich heritage of lives changed over this Easter period at Camp Colombo, going back many, many years, and a lot of you lift that time up to you again and pray for the working of your Holy Spirit there, and just the reality of people encountering you, the risen Lord. We pray for everyone who is working there and keeping there. They'll have such a wonderful time and be able to take their encounters on into the week ahead.
Yes, Lord, we pray that your word for each one, Father, would be an illuminating truth, Father, that would settle in the heart, Father, and just become a part of them, that they would own that truth, that you would speak individually to each one, that each one goes away stronger, that each one goes away knowing more of who they are and who you are. Thank you, Father, for your word that is so rich and so full, that, Father, it does transform our lives.
We thank you for those who have been preparing for this camp for so long. Lord, we gave you your call to put this camp on. And we ask that you would continue to give them your strength, that they would know your presence with them. So go through with the camp and encourage the young lives that have come along, that you would give them wisdom as they speak with the church that have come along, and that you would just give them inspiration as they share what came to, so that these kids' needs can be met in your strength and your power. In Jesus' name.
So I pray for a real opening of the kids' hearts, that they would understand who you are and who you can be in their lives. Lord, that there'd be like an aha moment for them. It's like, wow, God loves me that much. And Lord, that there would be such an amazing thought pattern for these kids, that as they go away, it wouldn't just be the big adventure of camp, but they'd take away the thoughts of you and who you can be to them and in their lives every day of the week. Lord, we bring them to you, that they'd have open hearts and open minds to be receptive to.
Lord, we pray for all the young ones out there. We pray that your spirit would open their hearts and minds so that they can receive and understand your message for them in this time. We pray there might be many lives changed and many young ones brought into your kingdom through the message that they will hear.
Lord, we thank you today for the power that there is when words are spoken into young lives. And Lord, that the repercussions of this over a lifetime are just amazing. We know it can be for evil, but we also know it can be for good. And for the experience of these young people at camp this week, it will be good. And Lord, we'll see amazing things happen as a result of that. And together, Lord, those prayers that are been spoken and are silent here in the scattering at the moment, particularly for those in our own family who are not well, whatever's going on, Lord, those who need your touch at this time, we thank you, Lord, as we bring this before you, that you are hearing and you're acting, even as we speak, and we bless you for that. Amen. So we've got some visitors in church.
Yeah, you just ran over my
question. I saw a flash of a rat.
I think it was an ass.
We allow all comers. Next time we meet, would you bring your cat? We've got the chickens. But the chicken pits. We live in a third world country where animals. If there was any semblance of order, it's now been lost. Oh, just to change the subject. Leanne is going to come lead us in worship in a couple of moments. And, she'd asked me if I'd introduce our first song that we sing this morning, called 10,000 Reasons. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Sometimes you've got to take hold of yourself and tell your soul how to behave. And sometimes when you don't feel like worshipping, and by the way, we were created to worship. Every human being worships something. Here's an opportunity to worship God Almighty. So you've got to tell your soul sometimes how to do that. And this is one of those songs that encourages us to do that.
Sing. Thank you, Lord. 2017 years, Lord, this great event, Heavenly Father. Lord, I just give you thanks in all things. Praise your name, Jesus. I'd just like to thank first to Charlotte who introduced that first song, 10,000 Reasons. We've got 10,000 reasons this morning. Our worship really says it all. Good, good Father, thank you, Ross, for that too. Just our next song that we're going to enter into, Covered. Doug introduced it a couple of months ago. This is the body working in unity, what the Lord has done on that cross for each one of us. To enter into freedom this morning. To free us. To give us a place in eternity with Him. And just this morning that requires, I think, a response from us in our time here in worship. Whether that's just quietly with your spirit, or your hands up, or sitting or standing, I just invite you to this next song now just to reflect and just to take a moment as we're speaking about the covenant, this grace that covers each one of us. And as we enter into that, just to, not only today, but that connection goes tomorrow and the next day as well. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much.
Grace, wonderful grace, at the cross.
I'd like to introduce our guest to you this morning. Before I do that, I didn't want you to be feeling left out and missed out, so actually during the prayer time before the service, Stuart, who I'll introduce in a moment, actually gave out the joke, and I thought, yes, it's all going to go downhill from there, so I just want to prove that to be true and share this morning. This was sent to me from Ross during the week. It's an oldie, but a goodie. From the vault. A robber was robbing a house. All of a sudden, someone said, "Jesus is watching you." "What?" said the robber, and he went back to work. And when he started to pick up the video recorder, he heard the voice again, "Jesus is watching you," and said again. This time, the robber pointed his torch at the voice and asked, "Who said that?" It was a parrot. "I'm Moses," said the parrot. "Who in the world would name you Moses?" asked the robber. The parrot answered, "The same man who named the pit bull in the corner Jesus." Oh, it's an oldie, but it's still worth it.